It's official. Residents like what they see in the town's plans to expand the Gellert Community Park in Georgetown. The preferred concept for the expansion on the land surrounding the Gellert Community Center were the subject of an open house Wednesday evening. Those who attended were largely approving of the design that includes lit courts for pickleball and tennis, a pump track with a shade structure for BMX cyclists and skateboarders, a looped skating area for the winter months and more. Acton resident Carol Paisley said she was pleased to see plenty of walkways to navigate through the future park. Staff heard everything we had to say, she noted. Presidents of local pickleball, Mark Surrett, and tennis clubs, Victor Estevan, echoed Paisley's sentiment. It's a great start, getting 4 pickleball courts. That way, more people can come play, Surrett said. Pickleball has seen explosive growth in interest both in Halton Hills and Canada more broadly due to its relatively low barriers to entry. He believes the extra courts in Halton Hills will certainly help. Kids from around the area can come down. Families can come in and just pick up and play pickleball. So overall, I think that's a good thing. Aside from the pickleball amenities, Surrett liked the location of the park and the connectivity within through looping walkways. He said he loves going on walks with his kids on the park's existing paths and frequents the splash pad. Estevan praised the overall design for its abundance of attractions. He called the plan ambitious, and said he hopes it can be completed in a timely manner. It's great that we can get all these facilities close by so that we don't have to travel distances to go to Oakville or Burlington, he added. Attendees gave feedback at the open house by writing what they liked and disliked onto provided sticky notes and affixing them to maps. One resident loved the proposed skating loop and suggested a hot chocolate stand to accompany it. Another local said the proposed allotment gardens are important for community building. Some of the negative feedback included a lack of indoor tennis courts, not enough pickleball courts, mulch pathways will make wheelchair accessibility difficult, not enough benches. Estevan is one of the people hoping for indoor courts so his club can play year-round. Currently, you've either got to go to Guelph, Milton, Oakville or Brampton, he noted. The park's preferred concept is not, however, a finalized one. That will come through sometime in the fall, at which point the public will be informed. With council approval and funding in hand, staff hope to begin construction in late 2024. Residents interested in providing feedback on the preferred concept can still do so on Let's Talk Halton Hills. The town survey will remain until September 7.